Blog Talk Radio.
Imagination, or is work and stuff, life just becoming more fun now that I'm finally doing something about my weight? I'm getting friends motivated about losing weight and everything. I think it is. So we're just going to hang out. We're going to have fun today. Hopefully my boy Clint Davis, he is somewhere out and about, and he's going to be joining us here in a little while. Yeah, we're going to jump over here, going to get ready to look down some headlines. And, I mean, it's just a fantastic day. I mean, got a little bit of rain this afternoon, so kind of cooled everything off a little bit. So, it's just a whole lot of fun. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, if you got something to talk about right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, we will be glad to talk about it. Need to say hello to some people out there. Need to say a hello to Battle MMA. We want to say hello to them. They are getting it on over there at Tahlequah, Oklahoma Battleground. Going to be having some, I believe it's either tomorrow night or Saturday. I can't remember. I don't have the date right here in front of me. But they're going to be having a team tryout. So if you think you've got what it takes to become a champion MMA fighter, then you need to go over and you need to try out for Battleground MMA. They're located on Muskogee Street in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, near the old courthouse. So get over there and check them out. I'll find that information and we'll make sure we get that passed along. Also, want to say hello to Rhonda and the crew over at Fayetteville Nutrition. These people have made such a big difference in my life. I mean, 5 pounds, 6 pounds may not seem a whole lot to you folks, but when you've been struggling with it, like I have been, you know, you appreciate it. So, if you're interested in losing weight in a healthy, excuse me, if you're interested in losing weight in a healthy way, then you need to inbox me, send me a message on Facebook, and we will pass the 411 on to you. Got some headlines. We're going to be going down here in a little bit. So I want to say hey to B.J. Smith. B.J. Smith, he's out there. He's up in the St. Louis area. He's tuning in on the show. He's going to be calling in a little bit later. He's got a big event coming up on the 19th that we're going to let. He's going to pass on some information about. So we look forward to hearing in from B.J. Smith. Yeah, it's just a great day in Northwest Arkansas. We got a phone call on the phone line, area code 314. Who do we got on the phone line here today?
This is B.J., Mr. Squirrel. How you doing?
Hey, B.J., we were just talking about you. Up there in the St. Louis area, you got a show coming up on the 19th. So we wanted you to call in and pass on the 411 and pimp. Or hold on, I keep forgetting the girls do not like that word pimp. So we want to let you promote that big event that you got coming up on the 19th.
Well, it's October 19th. Just to clarify.
October. Okay.
Basically, I've done some correlation between us and the St. Francis County Sheriff's Department in the Farmington area, which is where we do shows usually. And we are actually doing a show to benefit Shop for a Cop, which basically, you know, they take about, I don't know, 400 or 500 kids now. It's getting pretty big, and they raise money throughout the year and then take them shopping. You know, it's less fortunate kids. It helps them have a better Christmas, and, you know, we wanted to be a part of that. We're one of those companies that tend to do as many fundraisers for local charities as we can, so we figured we'd help out.
Cool deal. I mean, yeah, Cop with a Shot program, very big down here in Northwest Arkansas where I'm located, and I mean, so definitely some great work, because without the Shop and a Cop program, there's a lot of kids out there that might not have as good a Christmas as they would normally have. So definitely a great organization to be associated with. And tell us more about this event you got coming up October 19th.
Well, basically, I contacted them because through some different references and friends of ours, I knew that they were a legit charity, and they gave 100% to the kids, and that's what we want to do. So
right.
I contacted them. I know you probably heard a little bit of buzz about us, but being all the way down in Arkansas, I'll fill you in on us a little bit. We have shows at the Farmington Civic Center, and our last three shows there, we've had 1,600, 1,800, and 2,200 people, which is pretty big for an all-amateur show.
Right.
We even had Megan Goodwin. She made her amateur debut, and she's from down there in the Oklahoma region, but I know you know a little bit about her. She's tearing it up right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, yeah, Megan, I mean, Megan's impressing some people. I mean, she's only three and oh. She may be 5-0 now, from what I understand, but she's just totally going in and tearing it up. And there's a lot of promoters out there that are underestimating her, and she's going in and she's turning some heads.
Well, when we had her on the show, when was it? Last September, I believe. We had her on the show at our Victory Rises, and I watched her warm up as we were getting the cage and stuff ready, and I was impressed. I was like, wow, she actually knows what she's doing, and, you know, that's what I like to see. I like to bring people in. Yeah, it don't even necessarily have to be, a big shop from a big gym. You know, I have a few independents right now who are getting some buzz on YouTube. I have one submission that happened last year that is, we put it on YouTube on, when was it, Monday morning, and it's got over 60,000 views right now already.
Wow, that is awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's blowing my mind, actually. You know, Cage Potato got a hold of us, and they're wanting to do some stuff, so, you know, it's actually helping us a little bit, especially with a big show coming up. You know, we like to get as much buzz going as possible and, you know, spread what we're about as far as, you know, the Nemesis Fighting Alliance goes.
Right. Yeah. You're up there with the Nemesis, and I mean, yeah, I've been keeping track of your guys' promotion, and you know, I'm really excited when you sent me the message and said that you wanted to call in, because that's what I want my show to be about, not just the local promotions down here, but I mean, all across the United States. If there are anybody promotions that want to get us their information, we want to promote their event, because we're all about promoting MMA, because it's the hottest thing going right now. I mean, it's slowly taking over. I mean, Vince McMahon is fuming because his live gates are going down just because people are getting away from professional wrestling and coming and checking out MMA, whether it's, you know, whether it's the small indie promotions like Nemesis, Uncivil War, some of those promotions, or whether it's UFC. I mean, UFC is slowly getting up there to where they're starting to beat pay-per-view records as far as viewership. And so, like I say, anything I can do to help promote these smaller promotions across the United States, that's what I'm here for, and that's why I'm excited that you're on the line, BJ.
Well, it's funny that you bring up the whole Vince McMahon thing, because I used to be a huge wrestling fan back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Well, and even before that, you know, when you would watch wrestling on Sunday morning, and it would be, you know, your favorite wrestler going against some bum, you know, and then
right.
That was before everything. But 2 years ago, I ordered WrestleMania just for the hell of it. You know, I had a couple buddies over. I'm like, let's get WrestleMania. And who was it? Was it Undertaker beat Triple H with a triangle choke? But
yes.
If Helio Gracie would have seen this move that they were trying to pass off as a triangle choke, he would flip in his grave today. He would freak out. I just couldn't believe it. I was baffled by you know, what they're trying to take. And, I mean, wrestling is all entertainment. Everyone knows that, but it's great entertainment. You know, they have still a huge following. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring in the crowd of MMA and adjust and, you know, basically adapt to it so it's familiarizing with the MMA crowd. But what they're going to is they're going to basically make the MMA community a little mad, because they're like, you know, not only are you using our moves, but you're not doing it properly, and it just looks like a big joke, you know. And
right.
I just had to laugh it off. That was actually the last time I watched professional wrestling, was WrestleMania 2 years ago.
Well, I tell you, the more recent one that really kind of made me laugh is Bellator. You know, they recently signed Rampage Jackson, and they recently signed Tito Ortiz. Well, they got them set up for their first big pay-per-view that they're going to try to do. But then the next night on TNA Wrestling, well, here comes Rampage Jackson, and here comes Tito Ortiz, and now they're going to be wrestling each other.
Yeah, it's all for viewership, obviously. You know, Bellator, you know, Revney wants to be... I'm not going to say he wants to be Dana White, but he wants to be on that level for sure. You know,
right.
like a lot of, you know, I mean, the UFC is the top dog. There is no doubt about it. It's not even close. So, you know, it's basically a fight for that number two spot as far as quality goes, I should say. You know, Bellator has good fights. You know, I watch it, but I think they're leaning towards more of shock value and, residue from, you know, the used tos of the UFC, and I really don't think that's the good direction. You know, I seen a lot of blueprints for, you know, for amateur promotions when I started doing it. You know, we started back in, you know, 2010, and I seen a lot of what everyone was doing, and I basically done, I wouldn't say the exact opposite, but you know, we do our own thing completely,
right?
And I think that's what Bellator needs to do. They need to make their own stamp and, you know, do their own thing. just like you know, just like we have in the amateur ranks.
Oh yeah, I mean I agree, and I mean it's what's so funny is I did the pro wrestling thing for 10 years. So, and I still have some guys that are still in the business, but on the independent circuit. And it's funny that they'll sit right there and admit that, oh, yeah, what you're seeing on WWE today, we were doing down here at our promotion 2 or 3 months ago. Vince had his people watching the show, and they're starting to take ideas from the smaller independent wrestling promotions. And I'm just sitting there laughing my butt off. It's like, yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, like I said, it's all shock value. What can bring viewers in? No one is going to buy the pay-per-view for Bellator thinking, oh, this is going to be a groundbreaking fight and a new champion era. You know, it's they've already done their thing. And, I mean, much respect to Tito and Rampage both, but you know, they're past their prime, and they know that, and they're just basically cashing in, and that's what Bellator's doing. They're fifth. We'll just cash in on the old stars of the UFC and just to generate some, you know, just to generate some buzz and, you know, get this pay-per-view thing going right. But, you know, I don't really think that's the right avenue, you know. I think the co-main event is Michael Chandler versus Eddie Alvarez 2. You know, that right there is worth a pay-per-view for me to buy. You know, those two are great. They should be the main event. You know, those are two relevant fighters. And, you know, when you're an MMA promotion, that's what you need is your electric fighters and your breadwinners of your company. And that's what it is, you know, Eddie Alvarez and Michael Chandler, those two are studs, and, you know, that's what they need to be pushing. They need to get away from the Tito and Rampage rivalry.
Yes, yeah, start pushing some of the newer, younger guys that are just now starting to come up. Let's turn them into stars, so Dana's going to want to bring them guys and, you know, kind of give it some freshness, because you kind of get tired of seeing the same guys over and over again. So, now I got to ask you a question. Now, I saw a picture on Facebook earlier today. The Hulk Hogan pose.
Oh, man, I just fought June 1st at Cage Champs. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, a promoter who also fights. Well, I mean, people don't understand that, you know, before I started the Nemesis Fighting Alliance, I was actually training, you know, for 4 years at Destruction MMA. And, you know, I felt that, you know, I'd done some grappling tournaments like Naga, and that helped me get into the mindset of fighter mindset, which is the most important part of the promotion to me. You know, that's why I do this promotion is, you know, to have fun and to get these fighters recognized. And, you know, I try to do what I can for them. And, you know, I'm not all about the money. You know, anybody who has seen one of our shows can tell you that I am all about production. You know, I put more in production than any other show, you know, besides, I would say Shamrocks. Shamrocks, they put a pretty good amount into their production, so, you know, but I am right up there with them. I like the sounds. I love the lights. I love, you know, I love everything going to make it an all-around show for everybody. You know, I also have the cheapest ticket prices around, you know. I feel that a family of four should not have to be broke to come to my show. You know, making them broke, I should say. You know,
right,
so
right.
I make it affordable for a whole family to come and enjoy our show. But anyways, I kind of got off track there. We'll get to that.
Oh, no.
But after doing, you know, 10 successful shows, I figured, you know what, I'm going to get back to training. And a guy that actually called me out, he was supposed to fight on one of my shows, got in the cage, and then bailed while the ref was about to call him to fight. Well, you know, a few weeks later, this kid basically asked me if he can be put back on one of my shows. Well, In a nice way, I'll tell you what I told him. It's not word for word. I'll paraphrase in the PG-13. I basically said, no, you know, I'm all about the fighters and the tough guys. I don't need some wannabes in my cage. You know, it's bad for everybody. And biggest of all, it's disrespectful to the opponent and the people who came to watch the opponent fight. You know, the guy he was supposed to fight sold probably, I don't know, 40 tickets. I gave every one of those paid admissions for that show free admission to my next show.
Right.
Because I felt terrible. But anyway, George Story, you know, he called me out. He said, okay, well, I'll fight you. You know, and I was like, okay. I was walking around about 225 at the time, and he was walking around at 180. And I was like, you know what? The hell with it. I will fight you, you know, and I will, I'll meet you at 195 pounds. And, you know, sure enough, 28 days and 35 pounds later, I actually got down to 190, and he weighed 186. So I done more than what I said I was going to do.
Right.
I trained my butt off with, you know, with some good gems with guys over at Destruction MMA, Burgers MMA, and then I done, you know, some one-on-ones with John Minky, who's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And he's pretty well-known up here. Anyways, I trained my butt off. This kid actually quit training because he said I was just a short promoter. So he stops training, I guess. Well,
wow.
You know, I made weight. I came in, and I did my thing. 32 seconds, I got a TKO victory. He didn't even touch me. And, you know, I was having fun with it, too, and that's where the whole Hulk Hogan pose at the end came out. And it's getting pretty good laughs from people.
Yeah.
But, you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying I just had fun with it, basically.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. And that brings up a good question because I was announcing a card for Patrick in Cage Championships up in Washington, Missouri. And it's been about a year ago now, maybe a little bit longer.
Let me stop you really quick. Brandon Abishan was the opponent, and his guy walked to the cage and then walked right back out, right?
Yes. I'm sitting there thinking, dude, what are you doing? You are already – I'm sitting there thinking this to my head. I'm like, dude, you are already in the cage. Are you that big of a P word? That you're walking out just from looking at your opponent? I'm like, Jesus.
If you have trained right, the hard part is already over. You know, the hard part's over. Just get in there and have some fun. And I'm telling you right now, my ego would not allow that. I would stand there like a man and take my ass whooping versus just walking
right
out of there.
Well, like I say, I mean, I know Patrick, he was fuming after that happened.
I can't imagine. I know how mad I was, and I can imagine Patrick. You know, me and Patrick are pretty good friends.
Right.
And, that's just a messed up.
Oh, well, it is. I mean, and that's the first, I think, you know, and I'm happy to say that's the only time I've ever seen that happen. I mean, there's been many a time that the guys are standing in the back and they just refuse to come out. But that was luckily that was the first and only time that there's been the first fighter's already in the cage. Here comes his opponent and he's like, uh-uh, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't get it because here's the problem, and here's where the disrespect comes in. Not even that you're not fighting your opponent. That's one thing. But the fact that they're already in the cage, which means, you know, and I know firsthand, your adrenaline is pumping. You know, so you're giving an opponent an adrenaline dump for no reason. And that's the worst. If you want to bell out backstage, that's one thing. But for a fighter, like in our instance where he came out and then his opponent came out, his crowd cheered, he was getting ready and pumped up, he was already announced, and then to not fight, oh my gosh, I can't even fathom the how mad I would be if that happened to me.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've enjoyed the few times I've gotten to go up and announce for Cage Championships. I hope I get to come back up in the future because I truly love the St. Louis area. So, man, BJ, I appreciate you calling in. Is there anybody you want to get some shout-outs to before I let you go?
Oh, well, I just want people to, you know, basically check us out. And more than anything, let people know down there, other gyms and promoters, Send your guys up my way. I will more than take care of them. And, you know, you can ask anybody out of town who deals with us. I take care of guys who come out of town. You know, I put them up in a nice hotel. You know, I give them their money for mileage. I take care of them as much as I can because that's what I want. You know, I want different, promoters and gym guys actually working together, you know. And then, you know, down the road, I might be able to help send some of our guys down that way, you know, and that's what I want to do.
Right, right. Well, hey, man, BJ, I sure appreciate you calling in, brother. If you do any kind of radio promotion for your events and you got an MP3 that you want to email to me, I'll be glad to run a commercial for your event on my show and help promote your event and everything. And like I say, I know you have your regular announcer up there, but if you ever need somebody to come up as a fill-in for an event or something, feel free to give me a shout. I'd love to come up sometime.
Oh, you bet. And like I said, October 19th, the Nemesis Fighting Alliance presents Kicks Are for Kids at the Farmington Civic Center. CageTix.com, you can get our tickets. But, follow us or friend me on Facebook at The Nemesis, one word, in the Fighting Alliance, also another word, on Facebook. I'm friends with Greg, but for all the people out there listening, just hit me up on Facebook, especially Jim's. We'd be glad to bring in your team, and like I said, I'll take care of you.
Hey, man. Well, man, I will make
fight,
sure.
Come and fight for the Spires 2012 Promoter of the Year, please.
Hey, there you go. All right. Well, BJ, man, hey, man, it has been a blast. I enjoy you calling in. Anytime you have events coming up that you want to call in and plug and promote, we'll be glad to have you on the show, man.
All right. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. BJ Smith, Nemesis Fighting Alliance. They got that big event October 19th. Going to help raise some money for the Farmington, Missouri Shop with a Cop program. So if you're a fight promoter, or not a promoter, but if you're a manager of a fight team down there, out there, and you want to spread your wings a little, go up and check these guys out. Give BJ a call. You can find him on Facebook, BJ Smith, or a Nemesis Fighting Alliance. And, hey, he'll bring your guys up, and he'll treat you good, and I'll put my word on that. So, BJ, you the man. Once again, thank you for calling in. We're going to step away right now. We got a commercial from our boys over at Battleground MMA. Once again, they got tryouts coming up here in a couple of days. But right now, let's hear a commercial from Battleground MMA.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Yeah, that was a great visit, BJ Smith, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. I don't know where my little buddy Clint Davis is today. He's kind of running in and out on us, but that's all right. He's got a lot of stuff going on. Going through some stuff over there, so I know he had a friend from high school pass away, so I know he's kind of dealing with that right now. And I can sure understand and appreciate that. You know, we love Clint Davis right here on the Greg Skrill Show. So, you know, hopefully we will get him back on the show on a regular basis real soon. Oh, hey, what's going on? Some news coming out of the SEC. Former Alabama players allegedly... Where'd the story go? The screen switched on me. Five Southeast Conference football stars, in violation of NCAA rules for receiving extra benefits prior to completing their college career. The five players mentioned: Alabama offensive tackle DJ Fluker, University of Tennessee quarterback Tyler Bray, Tennessee defensive end Maurice Couch, Mississippi State defensive end Fletcher Cox, and Mississippi State wideout Chad Bumpus. Now, Fluker, Bray, and Cox are all currently on NFL rosters. Chad Bumpus was recently released by Miami, and Maurice Couch is currently the senior starting quarterback for Tennessee. So, I don't know. I see the hammer coming down big time. So, I wish I had more news to pass on about this. Three agents, Andy Sims, Peter Schaefer, and John Phillips, along with financial advisors, Jason Jernigan, Mike Rowan, and Hodge Brambot. Tim, Schaefer, Phillips, and Rowan all each have confirmed that they gave money to former defensive end Luther Davis. So, but they had no knowledge and did not instruct Davis to provide benefits to players. Jernigan declined to comment, and Brambot declined comment through his attorney. So, this could be some interesting stuff. According to the report, Luther Davis acted as a concierge, big French word, between budding NFL draft pick agents and financial advisors following his college career. Now, Davis signed with Buffalo as an undrafted free agent in 2011, but he has not been on an NFL roster since being released by Buffalo during training camp prior to the 2011 season. According to the records that have been submitted, $45,550 between 2011 and 2012. During that time frame, records also indicate $12,700 in cash, airfare, living expenses, moving Davis to the five players mentioned. Altogether, a total of 49 transactions. Wow, that's incredible. 49 transactions. Davis listed $33,755 in expenditures under the subject line DJ Fluker invoice. Wow. Tennessee officials declined comment. Alabama and NCAA officials were contacted Wednesday morning, but had no immediate comment. Wow. And this story just goes on and on. I'm just hitting on the liner notes, folks. This story goes on and on and on. Looks like they got times that such money was passed along, and it's just crazy. I mean, why can't you say? Could this just be proof of maybe just? And I'm not going to say that Nick Saban had knowledge, but you know, there has always been the rumor going around. You know, maybe it's time, maybe Nick's not as clean as Nick seems. 347-326-9073. If you got a question or comment about this, I'll be glad to answer the question the best I can. You know, I don't have all the answers. I can only go by just the news snippets that I have received. But, I mean, all I could say is there's always been kind of little snippets out there that maybe Nick Saban wasn't as clean as Nick wanted people to think. And, you know, maybe this is just the proof of that Nick isn't as clean as Nick seemed. I mean, don't get me wrong, Saban's a good coach. But, you know, hey, your players are getting benefits and all this fun stuff. So, just have to see what happens. All right. Somebody just texted me that I'm stuck on myself. Why am I a snob? There's not a snob bone in my body. Where do people get off that I'm a snob? Anyway. I don't know. Haters are going to hate, so people want to... Oh, because I think I'm so high and mighty. I do not. I don't know. Hold on, folks. I think I need, like, the t-shirt I saw, and I'm going to get this t-shirt. But, you know, I need new haters because the old ones are starting to like me. people calling me a snob just because I'm trying to make a movie career for myself and I'm getting contacts about being in movies and TV shows, and you want to call me being a snob? Wow. I'm trying to help people live a better lifestyle, and you want to call me a snob? Wow. Oh, well, you know, it's like I told them, hey, if you don't, you know, they're sending me messages on Facebook, and it's like I told them, hey, if you don't like that, the fact that I'm trying to make something of myself and help people enjoy life better, if that makes, you know, and then they want to call me a snob. I got people that will verify that I am not even close to being a snob. I like to look sharp. I like to dress good. But I would never call myself a snob. You know, I will be friends with anybody. And I have never known a snob is a person that looks down his nose to people. I'm a kind of person that I want to give the people a hand up. So, well, then somebody needs to message Tracy Bates. And tell her what you think. I've been raised that I give people hand. Oh, this is burnt my. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. I'm just a little frosted right now. Because I have never looked down my nose at people. I may sound like it at times. And if I do, it's unintentional. But the people that really know me, people that are really my friends, they'll be the first to tell you Greg is the most that I'm the most caring person they ever want to be about. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I just called her out. I just called her out on Facebook. I mean, like I say, haters are going to hate. Just because she's stuck in a mundane job, she's unhappy. I'm trying to make something of myself. If you got a problem with that, then you are free to kiss off. So there we go. (347) 326-9073. The phone lines are open. If you feel like calling in. Feel free to call in. And I may not always agree with what you say, but, you know, hey. That just kind of made me mad. This girl doesn't even know me. Maybe I shouldn't let it make me mad. Anyway. Just kind of rubs me the wrong way when people tell me I look down my nose at people when I don't. I believe in having fun. I believe in enjoying life. And I have found some stuff in my life that I think can help other people. And I'm going to pass that knowledge along. There's my buddy Clint Davis. Why are you not calling in? Where's my buddy Clint Davis at? I could say something mean. Nah, I'll just be not. Somebody just posted, put on my Facebook, Greg, quit worrying about other people. Be confident in who you are and understand that you cannot please everyone. You may be a lot of things, my friend, but a snob is not one of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know the person that sent that, and that person means a lot to me. There's times I don't tell him enough how much he means to me. But I got some stuff going on. I'm going to help show this dude how much he means to me. So there. 447. Hey, let's run a commercial. Once again, Greg Squirrel Show, brought to you by our good friends over at... No, we don't want no football music. Battleground MMA. We're not going home. I know. Just calm down. Once again, our friends over at Battleground MMA, an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's hear from them right now.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tutua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper, brave and strong.
I don't know about you people. I think I just want to find a boat and take off for a couple of days. Don't forget, hey. My friend must be a philosopher. I like this. People will always try to tear down those who have what they want. I like that. I'm going to copy and repost that. A wise person once told me, people will always try to tear down those who have what they want. I wonder if that fits along with my crab theory. Let me turn the music off here. Spike, turn the music off. All right. Thank you, Spike. I'm going to tell you my crab philosophy. Crab philosophy And I heard this from a very successful business person. And this guy told me, and I know this guy personally, so I've heard this straight from the horse's mouth. And this guy told me that, you know, a crab, you put a crab in a bucket, he's just happy, doing his own thing, not a care in the world. But then, you put other crabs in that bucket, well, they're trying to pull that other crab down because, you know, they don't want him to succeed. So that other crab, he's trying to get out of the bucket. And the other crabs keep pulling him back down. Well, that sounds like this situation. I mean, me and this person, Tracy is her name, we've met a couple of times. We've never really dated or anything, even though she's wanted to. Maybe that's it. You know, maybe she's just spitting venom because she can't have me. I don't know. But anyway, you know, anyway. Anyway, it is what it is. I'm going to continue doing what I do. You know, I have this little radio show. I've got a successful mobile DJ business, 12 years strong. And I'll do anything for anybody. Just like this weight loss program I have found. I am encouraging people, if you are serious about losing weight, join the party. Fayetteville Nutrition Center is the place to go. Go talk to Rhonda. Rhonda Porter is her name. You can find her on Facebook. You can find Fayetteville Nutrition on Facebook. And if you're serious, even if you don't want to go through me, if you're just interested in learning how to lose weight, Rhonda Porter can fix you up. I mean, like I said, I started this thing about three weeks ago now. Started out at 265. And I weighed myself Monday, and I'm down to 259. And I'm going even further. My goal weight is somewhere down around 225. And trust me, people, if you don't think that I can do it, then stand back, be negative Nancy or whatever you want to be, and tell me I can't do it. And I'll prove you wrong. And I'll do it just to prove you wrong. All right. Let's see who. Anybody? Nobody in the room. Nobody calling in. Phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. So, let's do this. Let's jump over here and let's do birthdays. Hold on, where's the birthday music? I got birthday music now. I did have birthday music. Where'd the birthday music go? Ah, there it is. Hit the birthday music. All right, happy birthday goes out to Tony Huffin, Gabrielle Ehlert, Sandra Hard Knox, or Sarah Hard Knox. I don't think that's her last name. Roger Partridge, happy birthday. Francis Evans, happy birthday. Joshua Wright, happy birthday. Emily Buffington, or Bullington, I know Emily, happy birthday. Happy birthday to all these friends from the Greg Squirrel Show and the Chipmunks. All right, once again, happy birthday to all my buddies and my friends out there from the Greg Skrull Show. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Just heard from my buddy Clint Davis, live and in living color. Talking about, oh, we're going back to headlines. We got talking about the SEC situation. Anxious to see where that little situation goes off to. Yankees have announced shortstop Derek Jeter will miss the rest of the season. There's a report coming out of Oklahoma State about academic fraud. Detroit Lions defensive tackle Adamica Sue is appealing his $100,000 fine. Just deal with it. You're a dirty player. Admit it. Deal with it. Miami Heat have announced that they are bringing back Michael Beasley. Grambling State have fired Coach Doug Williams after first two games of the season lost. Running back coach George Ragsdale will be taking over as interim head coach. So there you go. Rams head coach Derek Fisher. Rumors have been going around that he might be in line to be the next coach at USC. And he commented that said it was absurd. Fisher's in a second year of the 5-year contract with the Rams. Parent Lane Kiffin is feeling the pressure after a 10-7 loss to Washington State. So, might be interesting to see what happens out there. I don't think he'll go personally. Let's see here. Got some baseball going on this afternoon. At the bottom of the sixth inning, Colorado 3, San Francisco 1. In action earlier today, you saw Kansas City 6, Cleveland 2. Cincinnati 6. Chicago Cubs 0. Pittsburgh 7. Texas 5. Don't forget, you got some college football action coming up tomorrow night. Tomorrow night being Wednesday. No. Here, let's go over here. TCU versus Texas Tech. There's a good report going out. Daniel Sands electrifying as quarterback for Kansas State. Tight ends are making a big noise in the ACC. DeLoss Dodds, athletic director at Texas, said he's still supportive of Coach Mack Brown, despite the team's early struggles this season. I don't know. I think that might change if they lose to Ole Miss this weekend. Just have to see what happens there. Kind of running down to college headline. Oregon State running back Javon Stevenson has been suspended for the first half of the Oregon State game against Utah. Apparently he hit a defensive opponent, which they're trying to crack down on in the NCAA. Malcolm Mitchell, wide receiver for University of Georgia, is expected to recover in time for the 2014 football season after having ACL surgery earlier this week. Best of luck to him. NCAA has rejected an appeal by wide receiver Devontae Neal that would allow the Notre Dame transfer to play for the Arizona Wildcats immediately. So there's your NCAA headlines. It's 1 minute after 5 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? Oh, wait a minute. I have no kids. Questions remain whether Dez Bryant will start as the Dallas Cowboys take on the Chiefs this coming weekend. Do we even have to play this game? Let's just give both teams a victory and call it good. Suspended Denver Bronco linebacker Von Miller has been cited for driving on a suspended license. When are you gummies going to learn? God. I don't know how many times you read about these stories, these NFL players, the rules apply to you just like they apply to regular people. When are you going to learn that you can't drink and drive, you can't drive on a suspended license, you can't go around killing people, etc., etc.? When are you dummies going to learn? And I'll be glad to get in their face and tell them, when are you gummies going to learn? Here's a funny story. Rex Ryan once pumped up his team by telling them if they won, Rex Ryan once pumped up his team by telling them he was going to punch Bill Belichick in the face. Wow. Right, that's going to rank right up there with the great stories of Talis and some of those great football coaches. Yeah, that was going to be right up there with them. I want some people to call in on this one. 347-326-9073. And I want to get the fans' opinion on the controversy in Washington about Washington Redskins' use of Native Americans as mascots. I think it's stupid. Being of Native American descent myself, I don't have a problem. I do not have a problem with teams using Native Americans as their mascots. We are Redskins. We are Warriors. We are Braves. We are Chiefs. We are Cherokees. We are red men. What, you know, it is what it is. Maybe I'm just a little bit thicker skinned than some of these other so-called Native Americans out there. I find it an honor to hear that some sports team want to use Native American as a mascot. I find it appalling. Northeastern State University, for a perfect example. They are located in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, capital of the Cherokee Nation. And yet, their own tribe would not support them in this. But yet, the Seminoles, stand up and support Florida State. It's a money thing. They said, well, okay, we'll change our name from Red Men to River Hawks so we can get, if we play good enough to qualify for tournaments or whatever, playoff games, whatever. Well, maybe if we play good enough, we'll be eligible to host a bowl game. Under NCAA rules, they're trying to bully, once again, another sign of bullying out there. They're trying to tell these teams that if you continue to use NCAA or Native American mascots for your sporting teams, you will not be picked to host a playoff game or whatever. And I think it's stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. They talk about creating a legacy for the Native American tribes, whether it's Cherokees, Seminoles, Chippewas, whatever. They talk about us creating a legacy for these tribes, but yet, because of the almighty dollar, they're quick to turn around and want to shuffle it under the rug when it comes to sports teams. And I think that's stupid and irresponsible. 347-326-9073. If you got a comment on this issue, I would love to hear from you. I mean, I think it's totally, you know, they talk about teaching our kids our native languages, our songs, our traditions. But then how can we comfortably do that when you're just turning around and wanting the team to change their nickname? I find that stupid. I wish somebody would call in on this. I want some opinions. 347-326-9073. I'm going to post this on Facebook. All right, I just put that on Facebook. Do you think teams using Native Americans as mascots should have to change their names? And I hope that, you know, and I hope the owner of the Washington Redskins stick to it. Because the owner of the Washington Redskins has said that he refuses to change it. And I hope he sticks to it. I hope he sticks to it and shows people that big bullies are not going to push us around. Money, and if that means costing us money, whatever, that's fine in my book. Because once again, I have been called a snob and I'm all about money. I would give up every dime I have to be able to have a Native American as my mascot. I mean, somebody draw me up a mascot with some headphones, and I will use that as the mascot for my mobile DJ business. Now, I know I don't have millions of dollars to lose like these colleges, because the NCAA has gone out and said that if you have a Native American as your mascot, we're not going to let you host playoff games or host tournament games or whatever. I'm like, fine. It's not all about money. It's supporting something you believe in. 347-326-9073. Like I say, they sit around. I'm pointing this mostly at Northeastern State University over in Oklahoma. Tahlequah, Oklahoma, that's where the Cherokee Nation is located. That's where their main offices are located. And every time I go to a powwow, every time I go to something associated, they talk about, you know, making sure we teach our heritage and our traditions onto our kids. But yet, because they want that almighty buck, NCAA comes up and says, well, hey, you know, your mascot is the Red Men. Well, if you don't change your mascot to something else, we're not going to let you hold tournaments. We're not going to let you host tournaments. We're not going to let you host playoff games, et cetera, et cetera. And the Cherokee Nation has folded like a cheap lawn chair. And they go out and change their names. We got about 15 minutes left on the show. 541 area code. You are calling in the Greg Squirrel Show.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on that question you posted on Facebook. I personally think that they should be allowed both high school and professional sports to use those mascots. Where we live here on the West Coast in Oregon, they use those mascots to promote casinos, gambling. Why can't we use it to promote a sport that is healthy for the community and a team building for these young athletes who are growing up in today's world?
Well, exactly, that's something I just hit on. Right here, Tahlequah, Oklahoma, home of the Cherokee Nation, Northeastern State University, they were the Red Men. Well, then the NCAA adopts this new rule a couple of years ago where they say, well, if you have Native American as any kind of Native American imagery as your mascot, we're not going to let you host any playoff games or any tournament games. And our own Cherokee Nation folds up like a cheap lawn chair and changes their name.
See, I disagree. I mean, it's all right for us, you know, at one point to put, you know, Indians on a buffalo nickel. And it's all right for us to use them to run commercials about, you know, how we need to save our land for the, you know, the original people that came from this place. But then when we want to hype a sport, we're told that that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, look, let's be honest. All those guys running casinos and giving the money back to the people that live on those reservations, we're not seeing new buildings. We're not seeing new businesses. We're not seeing technology grow on those. We're seeing broke-down cars, alcoholism, rampant sex abuse. But we're not seeing that with a football team. We're seeing these kids get an education, learn teamwork, learn community services that help promote a better place and an environment for kids to live in today.
Exactly. And the point I hit on earlier is every time I go to a powwow or every time I go to something that's Native American themed, they talk about remembering our heritage, remembering our legacy, passing it on to future generations, but yet big bully, big brother, NFL, NCAA, whoever, want to go out here and force these teams to change their names. I mean,
that's a great point. you know, those kids today who go out and, like, here in Oregon, you know, the Fighting Warriors or
right.
even the Washington Redskins. These are organizations of athletes who carry on traditions. They carry on a legacy from one year to the next, from freshman to senior, from a college to pro. Wouldn't that be a compliment if you were a Native American from that region to see a school that promotes and education and community and teamwork under your banner? I think that would be an honor, personally.
Oh, I find it an extreme honor. That's why I support teams that want to use Native, you know, the Atlanta Braves, the Kansas City Chiefs, Florida State Seminoles, you know, teams like that. The who is it? Eastern Michigan Chippewas, I believe it is. You know, that's why I embrace those teams. I don't have any connections to them, but the fact that they are out encouraging, supporting, promoting the Native Americans, I support those teams. Man, I appreciate you calling in on this.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
Hey, you too. There you go, guys. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you tell us to do, you encourage us to do one thing, but then you turn around, but then you want, you know, but then, like the Cherokee Nation, Northeastern State University, you know, they threaten to take away that almighty buck, and they pull it. Cassie, she's on the Facebook. She posted, "I love my Atlanta Braves and was severely devastated when Northeastern State changed from the Redmen to the Riverhawks. As a female being of Choctaw descent, teams with Native American mascots make me proud." Cassie, we appreciate that comment. I'm going to repost Cassie's comment on Facebook. And that's the kind of people we need. We need this gentleman that just called in. I forgot to ask his name, and I normally don't do that. I normally make sure I get their names, but I do appreciate him calling in. But everybody that comments in, I'm gonna get you on there. I mean, it's crazy. And so they're still trying to get the Washington Redskins to change their names. And I sincerely, I will be disappointed in the owner of the Washington Redskins if he caves in. I think he should stick to his guns and say, take your money. That's fine. We don't need it. We're one of the most historic teams in the NFL. So we don't need your money. Do whatever. And I guess that's why I appreciate Florida State. I keep wanting to say East Carolina, but it's like it's either Eastern Michigan or Central Michigan Chippewas. It's one of those Michigan teams. Let's find out here. East Michigan. It's either East Michigan or Central Michigan. I'm wanting to say ECU. No. Eastern Michigan's the Broncos. What's Central Michigan? We'll find this out real quick. Central Michigan. Yes, there we go. Central Michigan University. And there's also a team, it's either North Dakota State, or North Dakota U. Yeah, Central Michigan Chippewas. So there you go. What's North Dakota? Now that I'm on this. See, North Dakota State was one of them that... Let's see here. North Dakota State Athletics. The Buffaloes. They're the Buffaloes. There's one school up there. Maybe it was their former mascot. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, the North Dakota Sioux. The North Dakota, it was like the North Dakota Fighting Sioux. Yeah, the North Dakota Fighting Sioux. And they give it up. I mean, I find that disheartening. Very disheartening. So anyway, we got about 10 minutes left on the show, 347-326-9073. If anybody wants to call in before we get off the air, we would love to hear from you. I mean, this is a subject that Well, we got three people that say no, one people that says yes. I want to say thank you to Skippy Cohen. He's commenting in on this. I mean, I think this is a comment that we could go on with for 2 or 3 days. So I'll be anxious to see the comments I get overnight on the Greg Squirrel page, on my personal page, on my Greg Squirrel Show page, Twitter, Ring Announcer One, Twitter me there. You know, I'm anxious to see what other comments we get come in on this. Because, you know, we are red men. We are redskins. We are Chiefs, Braves, Warriors, Hawks. Or not Hawks. Chiefs, Braves, Warriors, Chippewas, Fighting Sioux, Seminoles. I mean, any other tribe you want to think of. We are what we are. And today, you stop being proud of what you are. That's the day your heritage, that's the day your ancestors die. And I admit, I may not be as knowledgeable in some of my Native American ancestry and stuff as I should be, but that still doesn't erase the fact that I am Native American. I am proud of my Native American ancestry. My father, my great uncles are Native Americans. I got a great uncle who at one time was chief of the Shawnee Nation. So, yeah, I'm going to let my voice be heard about this. And like I say, if anybody else... Like I say, you know, maybe I'm just thicker skinned than a lot of other people. So if somebody calls me, or comes up in my face, calls me a redskin, I'm going to say thank you. If somebody comes up and calls me an apple, I'm going to say yes, I am. So you can either let it be a negative and let it destroy things, or you can make it a positive and turn it into something. Question is, what are the true Native Americans going to do? Are they going to continue to let it be a negative? Or are they going to accept it and make a positive out of it? Tomorrow on the show, tomorrow is Thursday, we're going to go over tomorrow night's football action. No football tonight, doggone it. I think they should have play football 365 days a year. Oh, I did want to pass that along. Speaking of football, the Northwest Arkansas Battle. Minor league football team is looking for players. Well, let me find their page here. Here we go. Northwest Arkansas Battle minor league football team is still looking for players. If there's anybody, 8 players, 18 or older, that are interested in playing minor league professional football, then we need you to get in touch with Coach James Burkhart. Let's see here. Let me find his number. Let's see. I can't find his phone number. Here, I know where to find it. Let me look up under here. Yeah. Contact info, you can go to their website, nwabattle.com. Once again, that's www.nwabattle.com. If you're a male over the age of 18 and you're interested in playing minor league professional football, look up the NWA Battle. So they are getting ready for they're starting their preseason stuff, getting ready for the 2014 football season. So we invite you to get out there and check it out. Once again, we want to say thank you to our folks over at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. Rhonda Porter and the crew getting over there, making you feel good about yourself. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, signed a good friend of mine up today. They're getting on the weight loss program. So here in the next 2 to 3 months, expect to see a whole different person. And I got some other people I want to get hooked up on this diet program. It's good stuff, shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, reasonable meal, you know, protein bars if you get the munchies in the evening or the afternoon. It's all good stuff. So once again, I want to say thank you to Rhonda and the crew over at Fayetteville Nutrition. And of course, we want to say thank you to our folks at Battleground MMA. If you're interested in becoming involved in the sport of MMA as a fighter, then check out Battleground MMA, located on Muskogee Street in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. All right, boys and girls, we are out of here, but we will see you guys tomorrow, 4 p.m., right back here, Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. So until then, see ya!